Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Shortly after 4 o'clock this morning, I spoke to President Zelensky of Ukraine to offer the continued support of the UK.
Our children draw swooping rockets, not shooting stars. Over 400 children have been injured and 153 children died.
The idea that concerns me a great deal, that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
Breaking news, and the World Health Organization has just released a report estimating that 15 million deaths occurred globally due to the pandemic, around triple the current estimates.
Vive la République! Et vive la France!
This is now a global North greenwash festival, a 2-week-long celebration of business as usual and blah, blah, blah.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week. The leaders of the US and China have warned each other about getting involved in Taiwan during a phone call that lasted more than 2 hours. President Joe Biden told his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, that the US strongly opposed any unilateral moves to change the island's status. But he added the US policy on Taiwan had not changed. US policy on Taiwan is that it does not support the island's independence, but it does support Taiwan's membership to appropriate international organizations, including the World Trade Organization and APEC. Beijing said Mr. Xi has told Mr. Biden to abide by the One China principle, warning him that, quote, whoever plays with fire will get burnt. Tensions over the issue have increased ahead of a rumored plan for US House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi to visit Taiwan. The State Department says Pelosi has not announced any travel, but China has warned of serious consequences if she were to proceed with such a visit.
Any harm come to Speaker Pelosi and her trip to Taiwan, it's tantamount to a declaration of war. That's the kind of clarity we need from the commander-in-chief right now, and we're just not getting it.
Last week, Joe Biden told reporters that the military think that Nancy Pelosi's planned visit is not a good idea. But his White House has called Chinese rhetoric against any such trip clearly unhelpful and not necessary. Pelosi, who is next in line to the presidency after the vice president, would be the highest-ranking US politician to travel to Taiwan since 1997. And next.
Oh. Now, while we do not really know the conditions, the circumstances under which this attack happened, Russia and Ukraine blame each other for the destruction of this facility that appears to have killed scores of Ukrainian soldiers, among them from the Azov regiment. What we can say that that prison, first of all, exists, and that in that facility, hundreds of Ukrainian soldiers were held after they surrendered from the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol in mid-May.
Ukraine has called for the United Nations and the Red Cross to be allowed to investigate the deaths of more than 50 Ukrainian prisoners of war in an attack in occupied territory. The Red Cross said it is seeking access to the prison in order to help with evacuating and treating the wounded. The
Red Cross just requested actually yesterday that they want to be there. They want to make sure that those soldiers who are wounded and still alive, that they can be taken out, and the ones who have been killed can be evacuated, taken out in a very dignified way.
Ukraine and Russia have accused each other of attacking the camp. Unverified Russian video footage of the aftermath shows a tangle of wrecked bunk beds and badly charred bodies. Exactly what happened at the prison camp in Olenivka, which is controlled by the Russian-backed separatist Donetsk People's Republic, remains unclear. Ukraine says the site was targeted by Russia in an effort to destroy evidence of torture and killing. President Volodymyr Zelensky described the incident as a deliberate Russian war crime. For its part, Russia said the camp was hit by Ukrainian precision rockets. Those detained at the prison are said to have included members of the Azov battalion, who were captured defending the southern city of Mariupol in May, and whom Russia has sought to depict as neo-Nazis and war criminals. We'll be back with a third story from the world this week after this short break. Every day, we read or hear news reports of anger, distrust, and division. America is deeply polarized. On Let's Find Common Ground, listen to the opposite. Remarkable, innovative people who are working to bridge differences and reach an understanding with those who see the world differently than they do. You'll hear from politicians, scholars, activists, journalists, and everyday people. They share their personal stories about finding common ground on race, the environment, criminal justice reform, and many other controversial topics. New podcast episodes are released every 2 weeks. Join hosts Richard Davies and Ashley Milne-Tight for Let's Find Common Ground. Find every episode on commongroundcommittee.org/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. That's commongroundcommittee.org/podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Лидер Movimento Antiglobalista de Russia. Сегодня мы празднуем знаменательную дату. Николас Мадуро с президентом Боливарианской республики Венесуэла, что подтверждает готовность народа Венесуэлы к образованию Боливарианской революции.
US prosecutors have charged a Russian national with conspiring to use US citizens as illegal agents of the Russian government. The US Justice Department indictment also alleges that Alexander Viktorovich Ionov, a resident of Moscow, tried to interfere in US elections. It says he ran the Anti-Globalization Movement of Russia, AGMR, a body which recruited US political groups to further Russian state interests. The indictment says Mr. Ionov worked under the direction of the Russian Federal Security Service, FSB, and controlled certain unnamed political groups in Florida, Georgia, and California. One of the Russian goals, it alleges, was to promote California's secession from the United States. He could face a maximum of 5 years in jail if found guilty. Denouncing the indictment on Facebook, Mr. Ionov said, "I have never met such nonsense and deception. There are no specific names of officials, there is no evidence of funding, and there is no intelligible arguments." He went on, The Ukrainian crisis has driven American officials crazy. Comrades, now you see what kind of democracy exists in the USA. However, one public member, Akhil Anai, defended Ionov, saying the group is being attacked for their connections to international anti-colonial forces and that the US government is the problem, using this accusation against Alex for a propaganda war against Russia.
All this time, this is what you want to make it about. Russia is the big bad guy. Russia is the problem. Russia is not in my community doing any of this stuff to me. It's not the reason why me as an African woman is catching hell. It's just not. It's not responsible for that. And that's what we have to make clear.
So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.